Hi, and welcome to another edition of Vigent with me, Yudley Wickham Ashby. And today, we are going to take a deep dive into looking at employment for people with disabilities. You know, the whole aspect of work, decent work for people with disabilities. And I have in the studio with me again, Mr. Perro Holloway, President of Barnard. And he will be talking to us about a program which Barnard will be initiating next month. Welcome to Visions again, Perro.
Thank you for inviting me again, and good morning, all listeners.
So, Perro, let's start by really looking at the national picture of employment for people with disabilities. We've heard in recent months that it's as high as 95%, the unemployment rate amongst people with disabilities. Share with us what you think are some of the major factors that would lead to so many persons with disabilities being unemployed.
All right, 95% really is pretty grim. We often hear about the employment percentage in a country, and if any country, including Barbados, had a 95% unemployment rate, you know, that would raise serious alarm bells for our country. So the same thing applies to us in the disabled community. 95% is an alarming rate, and therefore we have to find ways of getting that down. Now, to answer your question, you know, I think we have to look at the demographics of who we're talking about. Persons with disabilities have been denied for many years many things that would make them employable, and so being not able to obtain work because you just don't have the skills is one of those reasons. Two, accessibility, you know, the accessibility factor that has been talked about for many years. Places are not accessible to wheelchair persons and person mobility challenges. We would have had instances. It has come a long way, though, in the fact of accessible content for the blind and visually impaired, you know, but that is changing. And then the mindset of persons not our corporate Barbados or individuals who are in the business of employing, just not willing to take the chance of employing a disabled person based on, you know, not understanding that persons with disabilities, even though they are disabled, whatever nature of disability that is, they are still worthwhile contributors to the landscape of employment. So those are some of the factors that cause us to be in the situation that we are in now. And there are many more, but those are the ones that I think stand out most.
Okay. And I know that Barnard would have commenced the program quite a few years, almost 10 years ago, to help address this. Speak to us a bit about that program and its continuation.
The program is 10 years that Barnard has been doing what was originally called the Job Prep Program, Job Preparation Program, which has been renamed in 2024 to Disability Employment Program, or DEP for short. And this was started back in the time of the UN Convention and the article that specifically focused on employment. Yes, there is an article in the UN Convention which specifically speaks to employment, and Barbados is a signatory to the UN Convention. And this organization took the opportunity back then to raise awareness in other parts of the articles too, but to do something about preparing our members and the wider disabled community in the world of work. So that's the real precipice of what the program initially started, why we started the program in the first place.
So, Pero, I think that was a very brilliant move on the part of Barnard to initiate this type of training program and having it run for so long, because so many programs do take a nosedive sometimes. And in addition to that, really trying to promote the articles under the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, which Barbados ratified in 2013. Well, how do you see it moving forward? How do you see this disability employment program moving forward? How do you see Barbados really supporting people with disabilities being hired, retained, promoted, and then being able to retire gracefully?
I think that's an interesting question, the way forward, and that so many things would have changed since 2014. And I think that the approach to employment on the whole, as it relates to persons with disabilities, needs to make a relook. Because as we change as a society, the demands for work changes, the way that we train ourselves for employment will change. The skills that are required now are a little different in that the method of doing work, changes. We have AI, we have computers. Back in 2014, we didn't have the advancements in technology that we have now. There are different pieces of software, not only in the workplace, but also for persons with disabilities to access work. So it's an ever-changing landscape, and therefore we as an organization have to change with it in order to meet those demands. I think that we may have to look a bit more closely at how we train and what we train persons in a program such as the Job Prep, the EP program. And that what we would have exposed participants to in 2014, we definitely have to expose them to different things and maybe the same thing differently in order to equip persons with the skills relevant for 2025 and beyond. I think now that we have the legislation and the policy, that also gives us a bit more leverage to use. And in terms of referring to what is there on the law books for persons with disabilities to access and as it relates to employment. And of course, when persons become employed, the program cannot only be about equipping persons with the skills to gain employment, but also follow up with those persons who are successful in being employed, in terms of assisting them, because things are getting better, but it's still not where we want them to be. And therefore, there may still be a role for organizations like Barnard and other organizations who are involved in doing this to really keep tabs, assist not only the persons who are employed, but also the employers in terms of assisting them and integration and so on. So I think that's the way to go. A more hands-on approach, if that's a good way of putting it, because it's still 95% suggests that most persons are not employed. So it's a new experience. And if any new experience, there has to be some sort of support ongoing that helps the process along. So I think that's the way forward.
And do you think that most persons with disabilities feel confident enough to actually apply, seek earnestly for full-time or even part-time employment?
No, not at all. That's a really good question, because there are several factors that caused this person with disabilities to decline job offers, believe it or not. So I think that it's not only the fact that there are not opportunities out there for persons with disabilities to be employed, or many persons to be employed. I think that there are a section of the disabled population that do not want to be employed, because of various reasons. We have the social service versus employment situation that has been going on for quite a long time, and I know that it is something that has been discussed when developing the rights of persons with disabilities and the policy, and that persons who receive benefits from either NAS or welfare could not be employed in a real beneficial way, and that you had to either choose employment or the benefit. And the fact that we had a situation, or have a situation, where persons are not willing to employ the disabled for a long extended period of time, 3, 4 years, didn't seem very beneficial to some disabled persons, because a benefit can be guaranteed up to a certain point, within reason. And therefore, it would have been more attractive to continue having my benefit than to take a chance to be employed, and then the employment stop after a year. And the nature of how social services worked in the past, and I say in the past because we're looking for a different dynamic going forward, and that it was pretty difficult to begin that benefit again. The idea about, oh, but if you could work, you could go and look for more work. That have been said to many disabled persons. So hearing that experience from some people say, well, I ain't taking that chance, because if you can guarantee me employment for a significant time where I can live off of my salary, which is what you want, and then it doesn't make no sense. So that is one of the main reasons that, and one of the big reasons that you have persons not willing to be, willing to be employed. And then you have the attitude of your non-disabled colleagues. And although this is not something that is talked about a lot, integrating persons with disabilities into the world of work has a psychological component to it, and that we all want to work alongside our colleagues in a way that we feel that our colleagues are embracing us as a valued member of staff. And that is not always the reality when a person with disability goes into the world of work. You have situations where other staff members want to do the work for you. And if you want to be a productive person, you don't want persons coming doing your work for you. And then on the other side of the coin, you have persons who are not helpful. They will help their fellow staff member who doesn't have a disability more eagerly than they will help you who have a disability. And then it's the disabled person themselves. Going into the world of work is a new environment, like I said, and that poses its own challenges for them. Do I feel like a worthwhile contributor to this company? Do they see me as equal? Am I doing the work that is necessary? All those things put together makes the world of work a bit, challenging. And therefore, persons with disabilities will sometimes say, well, no, I don't want to be a part of that. Leave me alone. I will just collect my benefit and go along smartly.
However, this can also lead to areas where the individual loses continually their self-confidence and their self-worth, because then you're benefits may not be high enough to maintain a good standard of living. Parents may die, relatives may, not be as supportive, and that lack of employment then also can contribute to you going below the poverty line.
That is an unfortunate spin-off of the of this whole thing. And I mean, for the listeners listening to this, it may sound pretty complex, and that why, but on the other side of the coin, I am sure, I'm confident in saying that 95%, maybe 50 or 60% of that of those persons, most are eagerly awaiting an opportunity to be employed, because living off of benefit, although it has its safe factors, and some things, nothing is guaranteed. And we know we're living in a world today where today you have a benefit, tomorrow you don't. And without a safety net, if you live off a benefit, there's no safety net. We in the disabled community want options. We do not mind, we welcome the benefits, but we also want the opportunity to be employed so that we can come off the benefits. And if needs be, we can go back on it if things don't work out. Along with that, you have persons who come in to the disabled community who were working and they want to go back. And they're now faced with the environment that we who were never employed face. And that's a very daunting thing for them too. So it's not complex. It just needs to be an environment where the systems are in place to give persons with disabilities an equal opportunity to work. And so long as that is there, then persons with disabilities who want to work can go there and be skilled, like being part of this program. And then they go there and look for work in a world where it is suitable for them to gain that employment fairly and equally.
Okay. So in the remaining moments that we have, Peril, let's talk now about the Disability Employment Program, which Barnard will be hosting in March. So speak to us about the program, the dynamics of it, the type of persons you're looking for, and let's go from there.
This Disability Employment Program, the EP, is a 5-day workshop starting from the 3rd of March to the 12th of March, every other day. And in those 5 days, persons will be taken through a series of presentations and trainings from qualified persons in the in Barbados who are specialists in the world of training persons for employment. So we have a psychologist coming in who will deal with those things that we just spoke about, the stresses of work, being relevant in the workplace, helping you to get that self-esteem, empowerment. And we also have a person to come in and talk about budgeting. What do you do with your money when you get paid? That is something that we all need, whether disabled or not. Using your money wisely. Now you have a salary. Now you have a salary coming in. You want to be able to you want to take advantage of that in the best way possible. We have speakers. We actually have an occupational hazard person coming in to talk about safety in the workplace. And that's important because we want participants who are in wheelchairs, and therefore understanding your safety rights is extremely important. We have persons coming in to talk about interviewing skills, that thing that we all dread when we have to go in to an interview. How do I present myself as a person with disabilities? in the interview, you have a three, four persons, it become very intimidating. How do I present myself? How do I come over confident to tell these people, look, hire me? So that is something that we'll be focusing on too. And also the resume, the CV. Many of us would have sat down over a sheet of paper or a computer and think, what the hell do I put on this thing? No, so that when they see my CV come across their desk,
It stands out.
stands out. So we are here to help you with that. And if you desire to be part of our program, that is one of the things that we will be exposing you to, how to do that. Dressing for success. Barbados like to step up, every step up, like to look correct. And person with disabilities, like any other person, needs to know how to dress for success, how to wear the appropriate clothes, how to look tidy. Your mother say, when you step out of the house, you should look presentable. So we are here to help you through that. And also good health, good hygiene, all these things, smelling good as well as looking good. So we are trying to cover as many bases as possible in the 5 days so that when persons leave, they have those skills necessary to help them move on to the next stage, which will be an internship. Now, for the last 10 years, Barnard's disability employment program has been seeking internships from corporate Barbados to have our participants place. Now, it's not has not has been as successful as we would have liked, but we're hoping that 2025 is a difference. And this is a relationship between the organization, the participants, and corporate Barbados, because that 3 months, 3 months internship will give the employer the opportunities to see what person with disabilities can bring to their table and what the person with disability can bring to the table in terms of work. It gives them the opportunity to see how they can work along others. So it's a testing time for them to be part of the workforce and see, but hey, yeah, I really can do this. And I'm glad that I have the 3 months, And we are hoping the best case scenario is that all of our persons who are placed are retained. And I'm inviting, now I'm here on this platform, I'm inviting corporate Barbados to, when we call on you, be enthusiastic, be eager to take one of our participants for the for the internship. There will be a graduation part. Their persons will be decked out in their graduation stuff and proudly receive their certificates. And that is always a momentous occasion for all of us who go through these programs to receive something in the end that says, look, I completed my training and therefore I am ready. Now, the program also caters for persons in terms of transport. We know the challenges of transport. We know persons are not able to get around as they would like. We have invented that issue here many, many times, and the organization has took the responsibility to transport every single person to and from the venue, Warren's, pretty central, Warren's, Star Wars Warren's Complex, right there below Massey supermarket in Warren's. And so you don't have to worry about lunch, you don't have to worry about transport. You just need to bring your A game and be part of this program. Now, persons are listening and wondering, well, am I eligible? We are taking registration applications from persons from 18. So once you are older than 18 and older, then you can apply to be part of this program.
Now, Peril, you mentioned the internship element of the program, and you're appealing to the employers, both in public and private sector, to be open to recruiting persons with disabilities. My question to you is, How do you encourage the employers to take that opportunity of recruiting a person with disability?
Well, that's a interesting question. Coming on programs like this is one of those ways to put them on the on notice that we're coming to you. And the other approach is to meet with potential employers one-on-one. Let me, as president and my team, meet with you and let us discuss the persons that you are willing to take. Let us discuss what you would consider the limitations are of the person and whether those limitations are real. Because one of the things that we realize as an organization is that there's a lot of myths, there are a lot of misconceptions in terms of employing a person with disabilities. And once we meet with employers and we dispel some of those myths and really put them at ease, that they're not doing something that causes them to be a liability, or the person is coming to disrupt their productive system, then I think that that will go a long way in easing the minds of employers that, yeah, this is something worthwhile. And many years ago, the ILO, International Labour Organization, had a slogan where they said, employing a person with a disability makes good economic sense. Can't have it better than that.
And I simply want to support that statement because even though it was made several years ago, it is still very pertinent for today's environment. And that's a really good note to end on. Pero, how can persons reach out to you? How can they make contact with the organization?
All right. So you can visit our socials and you can visit us on Barnard Inc. on Facebook or Instagram. And the flyer and link is there. Now there's a link for you to register. And that link will take you to a page, a form where you fill out. And the form is pretty comprehensive. You put your first name, last name, contact information. On the form is also contact for emergency contact, somebody that we can call on your behalf if something happens. It's also your past skills, if you have any, your hobbies, if you have any, and give us a good idea of you, the person, so that when we do our selection process, then you will be considered to be part of the program. You can always call us at 248-0656, or you can contact me personally at 244-5345. And if you cannot find the flyers on social media or you can't fill the form out, then we can easily assist you with that. Anything that is necessary to make you the person with disability out there who is desirous of being part of this program to be part of it. We will leave no stone unturned in terms of making you a part of the program. So go to our social media pages. We're on Facebook and Instagram. You'll see the flyer and the link. It will be posted again in the coming week so that it will be on the top of our page and you can always contact us for further information or assistance if you so desire.
Well, Pero Holloway, it has been a pleasure having you on again, sharing about the Disability Employment Program and the work the organization Barnard has been doing in this area of securing and promoting decent work for people with disabilities. Thank you once again.
Thank you.
You
You're
have
welcome.
been listening. You have been listening to Visions with me, Yodely Wickham Ashby, and my special guest today, Pero Holloway, President of Barnard. Remember, you can reach out to me on 1-246-269-9660 or 1-246-430-7300. You can visit the VOB929.com website to see this and past episodes, and you can always email me at visionsbarbados@gmail.com. So until next week, thanks for listening, and I want to encourage you to love yourself real bad and love your neighbor just as much. So until next week, ciao!